Maxwell's Equations and the Secret of Light. It was not until the work of Scottish physicist James Clerk Maxwell, one of the giants of 19th century physics, that physicists had a firm understanding of the laws of optics. Maxwell, in some sense, was the opposite of Michael Faraday. Whereas Faraday had superb experimental instincts, but no formal training whatsoever, Maxwell, a contemporary of Faraday, was a master of advanced mathematics. He excelled as a student of mathematical physics at Cambridge, where Isaac Newton had done his work 2 centuries earlier. Newton had invented the calculus, which was expressed in the language of differential equations, which describe how objects smoothly undergo infinitesimal changes in space and time. The motion of ocean waves, fluids, gases, and cannonballs could all be expressed in the language of differential equations. Maxwell set out with a clear goal to express the revolutionary findings of Faraday and his force fields through precise differential equations. Maxwell began with Faraday's discovery that electric fields could turn into magnetic fields and vice versa. He took Faraday's depictions of force fields and rewrote them in the precise language of differential equations, producing one of the most important series of equations in modern science. They are a series of 8 fierce-looking differential equations. Every physicist and engineer in the world has to sweat over them when mastering electromagnetism in graduate school. Next, Maxwell asked himself the fateful question. If magnetic fields can turn into electric fields and vice versa, what happens if they are constantly turning into each other in a never-ending pattern? Maxwell found that these electric magnetic fields would create a wave, much like an ocean wave. To his astonishment, he calculated the speed of these waves and found it to be the speed of light. In 1864, upon discovering this fact, he wrote prophetically, "This velocity is so nearly that of light that it seems we have strong reason to conclude that light itself is an electromagnetic disturbance." It was perhaps one of the greatest discoveries in human history. For the first time, the secret of light was finally revealed. Maxwell suddenly realized that everything, from the brilliance of the sunrise, the blaze of the setting sun, the dazzling colors of the rainbow, and the firmament of stars in the heavens, could be described by the waves he was scribbling on a sheet of paper. Today, we realize that the entire electromagnetic spectrum, from radar to TV, infrared light, visible light, ultraviolet light, X-rays, microwaves, and gamma rays, is nothing but Maxwell waves, which in turn are vibrating Faraday force fields. Commenting on the importance of Maxwell's equations, Einstein wrote that they are the most profound and the most fruitful that physics has experienced since the time of Newton. Tragically, Maxwell, one of the greatest physicists of the 19th century, died at the early age of 48 of stomach cancer, probably the very same disease that killed his mother at the same age. If he had lived longer, he might have discovered that his equations allowed for distortions of space-time that would lead directly to Einstein's relativity theory. It is staggering to realize that relativity might possibly have been discovered at the time of the American Civil War had Maxwell lived longer. Maxwell's theory of light and the atomic theory give simple explanations for optics and invisibility. In a solid, the atoms are tightly packed, while in a liquid or gas, the molecules are spaced much farther apart. Most solids are opaque because light rays cannot pass through the dense matrix of atoms in a solid, which act like a brick wall. Many liquids and gases, by contrast, are transparent because light can pass more readily between the large spaces between their atoms, a space that is larger than the wavelength of visible light. For example, water, alcohol, ammonia, acetone, hydrogen peroxide, gasoline, and so forth are all transparent, as are gases such as oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, methane, and so on. There are some important exceptions to this rule. Many crystals are both solid and transparent, but the atoms of a crystal are arranged in a precise lattice structure, stacked in regular rows, with regular spacing between them. Hence, there are many pathways that a light beam can take through a crystalline lattice. Therefore, although a crystal is as tightly packed as any solid, light can still work its way through the crystal. Under certain circumstances, a solid object may become transparent if the atoms are arranged randomly. This can be done by heating certain materials to a high temperature and then rapidly cooling them. Glass, for example, is a solid with many properties of a liquid because of the random arrangement of its atoms. Certain candies can become transparent via this method as well. Clearly, invisibility is a property that arises at the atomic level, via Maxwell's equations, and hence would be exceedingly difficult, if not impossible, to duplicate using ordinary means. To make Harry Potter invisible, one would have to liquefy him, boil him to create steam, crystallize him, heat him again, and then cool him off, all of which would be quite difficult to accomplish, even for a wizard. The military, unable to create invisible airplanes, has tried to do the next best thing, create stealth technology, which renders airplanes invisible to radar. Stealth technology relies on Maxwell's equations to create a series of tricks. A stealth fighter jet is perfectly visible to the human eye, but its radar image on an enemy radar screen is only the size of a large bird. Stealth technology is actually a hodgepodge of tricks. By changing the materials within the jet fighter, reducing its steel content and using plastics and resins instead, changing the angles of its fuselage, rearranging its exhaust pipes, and so on, one can make enemy radar beams hitting the craft disperse in all directions, so they never get back to the enemy radar screen. Even with stealth technology, a jet fighter is not totally invisible. Rather, it has deflected and dispersed as much radar as is technically possible.